Discover beauty and freedom on the French side of Geneva. Discover the Pays de Gex.
And on the line now, I've got Jan from the Pays de Gex tourist office. Jan, good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Mark. I am doing great.
Great. Now, Jan, we're talking one of my favourite subjects, I have to say, which is food. Food going on in the Pays de Gex. Now, actually, you've got this Saviours and Traditions Food Festival that's going on in the Pays de Gex. I have to say, this is quite a big event, because I did read about this in the Guardian newspaper. They actually had a section on the Pays de Gex for this festival. So what goes on, and how does one get the most out of it?
Well, so for the Saveurs et Traditions Food Festival, which will be taking place the 11th to the 17th of October, there are a lot of different possibilities. There will be demonstrations. There will be about 30 restaurants that have special menus that they've prepared to highlight all of the traditions that we have in the Pays de Gex. And we have some top Michelin starred chefs. So we have Victor Mercier, who is one of the finalists for top chefs in France, who's going to be here and is going to be doing a demonstration on the 11th.
Okay, so that's a lot going on. So it's basically all around the region. It's not like a place. It's spread across different restaurants and other venues across the Pays de Gex.
Exactly. The objective of this was really to highlight all of the restaurants that honor the traditions that we have in this region, whether it be cheese, whether it be meat, whether it be vegetables. And so we're really promoting local, locally sourced food. And so, and we, like I said, we have about 30 restaurants all spread out through the Pays de Gex and the Mont Jura that are going to be participating. And you'll have an opportunity to taste special dishes. Right. And we are also doing in schools, we're going to be doing demonstrations to get kids also motivated to really appreciate the rich history and traditions of gastronomic traditions that we have in the region.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Pays de Gex, I mean, it's got a good, strong mountainous tradition of good, hearty fare, as people might say.
Absolutely. But, you know, and even those hearty dishes have also been reinvented and reimagined into nouvelle cuisine, into lighter sauces, more healthy things. So you can indulge without necessarily putting on the kilos, pounds, stones,
right,
whatever.
Exactly. Okay. And I assume, Jan, all this is on your website, all the details for that food festival on your website.
Absolutely. Yeah. Saveur et Tradition on Pays de Gex -montjura.com.
Okay, well, I'll give that out again. We should also take a look at the fact that, winter is coming, which means actually the ski passes are now going on sale up in the Mont Jura.
That is correct. Starting the 5th of October, the special deals will be available for alpine skiing and for Nordic skiing. And it's a short window of opportunity. It lasts about 2 weeks. So definitely this is an opportunity if you want to save on your ski passes and really get a head start on it. This is definitely the way to do it.
Okay, so this is where you could buy a season's pass at a very good price. If you get in there early and make your commitment, you get a very good deal on a season pass right now. Well, from the 5th.
Exactly. And it's an opportunity, you know, as we've discussed before, the Mont Jura resorts are the closest to Geneva, are the closest to this area. And so, you know, you would be amiss not to take an opportunity to get in some of the early skiing that we're going to be having.
Okay. All right. And again, that's all the details on your website. I'll give that address out in a moment. One thing that people should be aware of, as again, winter is coming, that means snow is coming. And this is important to note because it's a new law, which covers many areas in France, but the Pays de Gex is one of them. It's about the fact you must have winter tires on at a certain date now.
Yes, beginning November 1st, there is the new mountain law that is requiring all vehicles in the region to be equipped with either all-season tires or winter tires. You know, this is a safety thing, and we, you know, want to make sure that everyone, whether they be visitors or whether they be residents, are aware of this so that they can have an enjoyable experience when they're circulating. But even in the planes, this is going to be something that's going to be required. So everyone should know about it and make the appropriate arrangements earlier rather than later.
No, exactly. And it's just worth noting, because, I mean, obviously the advice has always been, certainly around this area, I mean, use winter tires. I mean, it's a sensible thing to do. But the difference this time is that from the 1st of November, it is the law. And you could face a fine if you don't have, as you say, all seasons, all winter tires on your car after that date. So it's well worth making a note of that. All right, so Jan, so all the details of all those things are on your website, which is pedersjex-monjura.com. All the details are there for all of the food festival, food in general, ski passes going on sale. Get in there early to get your season and just get ready for winter and make sure you got tires on the car. Are you excited about the winter season there, Jan? Because I know, obviously, it's going to get a busy time up in the Pedersjex over the winter season. I mean, you know, fingers crossed anyway for lots of great snow.
It's going to be a great time, and you know, and we're excited, you know, to be able to alpine ski after the pandemic, but also all of the other activities, whether it's snowshoeing, hiking, cross-country skiing, tubing down, you know, or sledging down. So yeah, we're very, very excited.
Okay, well, so are we. All right then, Jan, thank you very much for that. That was Jan there from the tourist office in the Pedersjex. Like I say, that website, once again, is pedersjex-monjura.com. All the details about everything we spoke about is right there. We'll speak to Jan again in the next few weeks. It's now 9:05.
From the shores of Lake Geneva to the Jura Mountains, discover the Pedersjex. Visit pedersjex-monjura.com.